Yes.
Fine, you want Wilbur Mills now?
Yes.
All right. Ready, sir?
Wilbur?
Yes, sir.
How you getting along?
All right, how are you feeling?
Fine. You're electing governor down there, sir?
No, I just talked to him. Say he wants me to be down at the convention, and I told him I'd be there.
You gonna be his keynoter?
No, I'm gonna be permanent chairman. I have been for a number of years in a row. I told him I'd do it if he'd let me tell you and the rest of you that he's not going to if he is elected in '68. Walk a delegation out. He said I could name the delegates if I wanted to.
That's pretty good. That's all right.
I don't know whether he'd live up to it or not.
What do you think's happening in the country?
I don't know.
Yeah, damn it, you got out there the night at the football game. I wanted you to ride out there with me. You said you had to go, and I said, that's good. I've got to go.
I misunderstood.
And you went out the door, and damn if I ever saw a fella getting such a hurt, because I had policemen, Secret Service, and everything chasing you. I never could reach you.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know
I thought we'd have a good chance to ride out together and philosophize.
I'm sorry I misunderstood you. I didn't realize it.
Yes? Yes?
I didn't realize you intended me to go with you.
Yeah, I did. I just...
Let me ask you this. Are your people detecting any signs of any overstatements of some of these projections? I'm talking about particularly now in the case of what business will do and can do in the next 6 months with respect to plant and equipment.
No,
I'm getting reports that their projections, which are what we take in Commerce and through McGraw-Hill and places like that, it's what they say they propose to do. I'm running into situations where I'm told that they're not going to be able to carry out anything like the building plans that they have in mind because of shortages of men, electricians, plumbers, and things like that. Also, shortage of engineers even to design these buildings, some degree of slowing down on the part of some of their plan too, that is management may be doing some of that. One organization told me that their projected spending for this year was $600 million. They wouldn't even reach $500 million. But the $600 million is what they had given out earlier as their expansion intention.
I think it's fair to say that there's a good many that will not live up to the SEC Commerce estimate that was made sometime back in spring, where it was estimated that it would be $61 billion from the $48 that we'd had last year. I think the individual cases where there's been a real patriotic response to our request to cut back. There are others where there's been a shortage of material and manpower. There are others where there's a backlog, like machine tools, is back 9-10 months. It's stacked up for some amount of years. So I think that's all fair. But what it all adds up to in the end, as optimistic as I'd like to be and as encouraged as I would want to be, it still adds up to over the 61 that they predicted, the total of the 500 big ones. And it's going to jump, in effect, from $10 billion to $15 billion a quarter.
That much?
Mm-hmm.
Even on the basis of their, you mean, you're now talking about their accomplishments rather than their projections?
Yeah. For instance, AT&T and General Motors and a good many of them agreed with me that they'd reduced to $300 million. But when you take them all and look at them again, I lived on hope. I just talked to Henry Luce. He just left me, and I just came over here to eat a bite and take a little nap. And I sent God a speech I made March 31st, and I had 200 businessmen here for dinner. I believe he is here. And I asked him, I had appealed to the mayors and to the governors and everybody to withhold their expenditures and take their discretionary income. I'm not talking about the poor man's got to eat, but whatever is discretionary and withhold it. And I told them that way we might be able to avoid controls and taxes and things. But I'd like to ask them how they felt about these general subjects to get a little line of thought that they had. How many of them would join me if I recommended a tax bill taking about $10 billion out this year with Medicare and Social Security and excises, accelerated, so forth? How many of them would go above that $10 billion and wouldn't a hand went up? Not a one. Then I said, well, if you won't raise taxes, if you won't go controls, we're going to have to do some unless if you get your $61 billion, if you keep it going, unless you're willing to go and regulate yourself. So I appeal to you to regulate yourself. And they did, and I got a series of letters back, which I'll be glad to show you, I guess 50 of them from these leaders, which they said they would, and they were, and they gave me specific announcements, and some of them gave me specific amounts. But we took a run on it last week again, and it shows that they're up a little, increased over what we'd estimated instead of being under what we'd estimated, notwithstanding all the effort we made.
I know you're keeping your eye on this situation coming up. It's in process right now of all these many labor contracts that are expiring. I just talked yesterday to some of the representatives of the communication workers that came to see me. I think they're trying to talk to some people to get them to talk to management. Now, they're not going to be satisfied, really, with anything less than a 5% increase in the Western Electric case. They told me that the most that they've been offered is about 3.4. They've already voted to let their president order a strike any day. They don't know when he's going to do it. But their whole purpose in talking to me, I think, was to get me to talk to Mr. Kaplan, which I haven't done. And I haven't been called on to negotiate labor contracts yet. But now this is just an example.
But watch out, you may be called on anything. Smart man. Smart men are very much in demand.
But I sure wasn't going to call him on the telephone and recommend any 5% increase.
I had dinner with Joe Byrne nightfall last. He sat on my left, George Meade on my right. I had every head of every international, 150 of them, plus all the cabinet, and plus all the labor relations board, and plus all the labor department secretaries, labor statistics, plus all the White House staff. Had about 200 of them at dinner. And we've got General Electric, and we've got the communication workers, one or two minor ones, relatively speaking, though we haven't got many coming up this year.
No, but
and they're not many of them that are going to do us much damage. Now, next year, they're going to be hell, and particularly with the auto workers and on down. And we're going to face up to that pretty quick with auto prices on the new models. If they would reduce their prices some, or if they would absorb the safety features and not, it'll cost $2-3 more, they say, per car, actual cost. If they would absorb them and take some of this profit that they're using to do it, we'd get a relatively easy settlement. If they don't, well, we just got hell. Last year, I tried to get them to absorb it and cut $25 off, and they just go for broke. This goddamn Donner wants every dime he can get. Ford's not bad, and American Motors not bad. But Donner, I guess that's why General Motors, biggest in the world, he don't give a damn for nobody, but they don't give a damn for him, and he wouldn't pay a drop. But the big problem we're confronted with right now is leadership. We've had some of the syndicated columnists and some of the press and some of the boys that were running for office in 68. And I guess Jerry Ford and Mel Laird have had a little effect on it. Dirksen's been pretty good. He supported us. But there is a general feeling in the country that we are not fiscally responsible. And that we never did get over. I asked Luce this morning, could he tell me how much money I had spent this year, just ended June 30th, over last year, on domestic matters other than defense in Vietnam. And he said he'd guessed between around $4 billion. And I said, now you're a well-informed man, you read it. I said, well, the budget's closed. We finished at $600 million. It's less than 1%. It's about half of 1%. And he said, well, that's unthinkable. He said, where'd you get all your Great Society? I said, well, we spent 3-2 on Great Society. Did you classify that? But we saved it. Before we let them spend a dollar, we'd make them save one for some program they had now. We closed veterans' hospitals, and we closed army bases, and we closed public health hospitals, and we closed research stations. And we got out of storage business at $200-300 million a year, farm commodities, and we closed up old courthouses, and we withheld this and that. And I'd tell a man before he could spend a new $100 million, he'd have to bring me $100 million he'd saved. Before Freeman could have this for nutrition or community agriculture program, he'd have to go save it. So that's what we did, and we only spent $600 million more on domestic, but next year is going to be a lulu. Now, what I need to know awfully bad, and I cannot know, and I don't guess you know, and I guess I met with 30, 40 congressmen last night and leadership, and I meet with them all the time. I don't have any idea. I've only got 2 or 3 appropriation bills out of the 16, 17. And I don't have any idea what they're going to get me, but I don't know how much it's going to cost me to run the government this year. But I'm pretty well wedded to the general proposition if I can get you to be my leader and carry it through. To say to the Congress that when you vote a dollar above my budget, you vote a dollar extra taxes. And if any Vietnam estimates that we haven't got in, and that'll be 5, 10, 15 billion extra, if we don't get the war over by June 30th, and nobody can tell, McNamara can't tell whether he'd be nearer 15 than 5, or whether he'd be nearer 3 than 10. He thinks the figure would be somewhere between 4 and 15. But every dollar of it we ought to take in, because I want to let folks know that we're going to, if they vote these things, we're going to have taxes, and we will have some of them that we have to have. I guess another thing we've got to do is do anything we can to keep these interest rates down and try to turn them downward instead of letting them continue to go, because that's expensive to everybody. I want you to think a little about what we do there. I don't want to propose something or recommend something to the country and then do like Roosevelt did with the court plan, get it rejected overwhelmingly, or not get it through promptly, because I think it would just add to the dangers that we face. Now, Earhart's got a 30% poll, and Wilson's down to about 40, and everybody's in trouble. And I'm certainly in trouble with an election on. Look at the governor of your state and see, whether it's civil rights or economic or just plain Republican politics or off-year or Great Society or Negro rights or Vietnam or just anything, you've got them. So I don't think we can, from the standpoint of wanting to hold our majority in the House, we normally lose 41 every off-year. And we could lose the thing, and we don't want to lose that because we'd be in hell of a shape to have a House that's Republican. The other hand, we've got to do what needs to be done and so forth. So my general thinking at this stage is that we ought to take what steps we can, that we can take quickly, and we ought to try to deceive them, make them think that we're just putting off a tax bill until after the election. I don't think we can pass a comprehensive overall tax bill between now and November. And I don't think that if I came up there and said, Wilbur, I want some taxes. You'd say, okay, I love you. I'll give you some. How much? I'd say, well, I don't know. He said, why don't you know? I said, well, you haven't passed your appropriation bill. I don't know how much I need. Well, he said, you know about Vietnam, don't you? I said, no, I don't know about that. Well, he'd say, well, partner, I like you, but please go back and find out, and then come back and see me. By the time I find out, everybody's going to be gone with these appropriation bills.
Well, now, we're not going to be gone from here. That's the worst mistake we can make. We may need to take off a little before the election. But you you don't think we need to be gone from...
No, no, I just mean that by the time I get these appropriation bills through, very unlikely that I would have a chance to have